Good evening, Abayisai. Good evening. We're up to Simon Reish Pei Beis. Kias HaTorah Maftir B'Shabbos. Moving on to a new topic altogether about leaning on Shabbos. Leaning on Shabbos. All the halachas is relevant to Kias HaTorah and Maftir B'Shabbos, page 120. Moitzin Tzeva Torah V'Korin Bo Shiva. Sheif Aleph tells us, we're up to page 120, that we take out the Tzeva Torah and the seven aliyahs. Korin bo shiva, the seven aliyahs, v'im rotzeh loisiv moisiv, there's an absolute permission of adding additional hoisofas if necessary. So you can split the seder into more than seven parts, and that is what some shuls do. V'hu adin b'yom tev mutal loisiv al minin akurim on yom tev also, there's a heter of adding to the amounts of people called up. But some, however, say the Yom Tov leosiv on Yom Tov you should not add. So on Shabbos there is no problem. On Yom Tov do not add. That's the common minig in Ashkenazish countries. And Ashkenazish minig is not to add on Yom Tov, only to add on Shabbos. Milvad, excluding Simchas Torah, Shemusif and Habet. That, as we all know, in Simchas Torah we add loads and loads of aliyahs. In fact, the minig is that everybody's got an aliyah. That's brought down elsewhere. I mean, the everyday is nalia. We can't bechol yomtiv. Eina maftirin minyan akurim kidei lekamei. And also on every yomtiv, the maftir is not one of the maftir is not one of the counted aliyahs. Rabbi Yisrael, see on Mishneh Berurah over here. Regards to halachas of kiras haTorah. Mishneh Berurah says if kodesh alaf mutzin yesh loim abrich shemei pepsichas haoren. It's a widespread minhag to say abrich shemei when the oven is taken out, bein b'Shabbos, bein b'Chol, whether on Shabbos or on weekdays. Now this is interesting because Pirch Shmei is a later addition, and in very, very early Sidurim, Pirch Shmei wasn't there. And the fact, and it initially spread on Shabbos and then spread on to weekdays as well. There are some minhagim of not saying it on weekdays. I don't think it's very common anymore, but there are some shuls that don't say Pirch Shmei on weekdays. There's an interesting Moshe. Ramosha wants to know when you actually say Baruch Shmei. What is the exact point? Is it when you open the Oren or when the Oren is being held? He's got a whole tshuva about this. Lemaisa, the Mishneh Berurah is explicit. It's black and white. When do you say Baruch Shmei? Bepsichas Oren, when you open the Oren. So the Mishneh Berurah's opinion is as soon as the Oren opens, you say Baruch Shmei. Whether on Shabbos or weekdays. Person who accepts the Sefer Torah and the one who passes on the Sefer Torah, he must be holding with the right hand side. Or filu im itiyat, henishanas believing if left handed person should still hold the Sefer Torah on the right hand side, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah and the Yamin, saying what's called the Yamin, and therefore we also hold it by the Yamin, not because it's a strong hand, but because it's the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, now. It's Korin boy seven aliyas. Vehi mitzvah mediva soifrim. It's a leaning is mediva soifrim. Is in the rabbinical established takona. Vehi takona k'duma. Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom. The actual takona of leaning goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The way we do it is mediva soifrim. However, k'moshe kostasim kufla mitayim b'mishneh Berurah. Shiva seven aliyas. Hine bizman jamishna yaminek sharishin shebikurim oyem vorech abroch lefanei v'achin v'vorech abroch leachio. It used to be in the times of the Mishnah that Horishoin should become the first aliyah. Him vorecha bracha lefanei, he would make the bracha before the leaning, which is Asher bracha bonu. V'achoin, and the last person who has an aliyah, mevorecha bracha lefanei, he would make the bracha Asher nosan. V'emtsoin kulon yoytzi v'vichoson, and the middle people, they would be yoytzi with the initial bracha. And the final bracha. But they wouldn't make the bracha themselves. And later on, in the times of the Gemara, iskinu the takana was, shekolachon yivorech lefonev lachreo, k'moshe noag oyoyim. And in the times of the Gemara, already it was established that every single person makes a bracha lefonev, beforehand, asher bracha bonu, v'bracha lachreo, and bracha later on, which is asher nosan lanu. And that's the minhag until this day. If I'm not mistaken, the reason is, let me just double check.
It says in Kahati,
yep.
Because the Chachamim were worried that people who came late to leaning or left early from leaning.
Ah, very interesting. That's the reason. Okay, I hear. I wasn't aware.
They think that you didn't have to make the offer.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I can see that mentioned over here as well. That's because when Anoshim Nichnos of Yoritzim Behem Tzikias HaTorah. Yeah, that's the, yeah, indeed. Yeah. Yeah. Now, with regards to adding aliyahs, Rabbi Sai, how do you tie it? How have you been adding aliyahs? So if it's good, good news, bad news? Bad news? Banned. Banned. Really bad news. Okay, the Mishnah agrees with you. Some say, he says that nowadays, that everybody's got an aliyah before and after. Says that we said that you can't add a sofas and add additional aliyahs, that was acceptable and that was alright when there was one aliyah at the beginning and one aliyah at the end. He says nowadays, however, the lady's got his own bracha, it's wrong to do a sofas. Why? Why is it more techa tzibur? It's the waiting. So Mishnah Berurah says, no, that the waiting was always, the waiting was, so that, you're allowed to do Oisophus. So what's the difference between now that we all make brachas and now that we don't, that everybody makes a bracha? What, why does that make it worse? So the Mishnah Berurah says, not far from what you're saying, he says that nowadays, because everybody makes his own bracha, so you're just adding unnecessary brachas. He doesn't use the word bracha, she'ein or tzricha, but he probably means something quite similar to that. It's unnecessary. You don't just hack brachas in the Weltrein, as we say in Yiddish. You don't just add brachas, another bracha, if there's no genuine need for it. However, Mishabur does have ach b'mokmat tzorech, if there is necessary grounds for adding brachas, what's that? What's a good example? When do you need more brachas, more aliyahs? Simchas, that's what it says. Ach b'mokmat tzorech in chasana. When you have a chasana, people come from abroad, choshva visitors, choshva family, choshva guests. You can't just let them, you need to give them a chabad them. Go in a chasana, bris mila, v'chol chayai gavna, ein lo chush ezeh, says you are to be lenient. So whilst it's true that the Mishnah Berurah holds, and nowadays ideally shouldn't be moisif, hoisofas, ideally shouldn't add brachas, but at the same time, Mishnah Berurah does acknowledge that at times you have to do it. And it says that if it's a chasno, a bris mila, sometimes you just have to be mechabed people who have come and you need to add them brachas. It's interesting that sometimes I feel, how do you think about Yosefus? Does it help in chasno, simchas? Does it help? Does it help the matzav?
If you don't give somebody a brachas, they might be offended.
So I tell you what I've experienced. That I don't know if I'm right, it's an observation I've made, and I could be right, I could be wrong. It's a matter of opinion, totally matter of opinion. I feel that if you do Hoysophus, there's really expectation. The second cousin, twice removed, who has come from around the corner, he's got half a minute. You know, it could be me. It could be. It's not out of question. It could be. And then he may get, do you know what I mean? But if it's a very limited amount of aliyahs, so obviously grandparents and very extremely close relatives. But once you add, it's a bit like by Bismillah as well. The same thing with Bismillah. Once you do the chayka, yeah, the chayka. So everybody already, the ganze Bismatish wants to expect sort of the chayka. If you do the basic kibudim, as is written in the poskim, the basic kibudim. So fine. So you can't expect always to be one of the top five kibbutzim. You can't expect. It's obviously going to be a kohen. It's obviously going to be a levi. And then it's going to be the grandparents and the very close relatives. You can't necessarily. Once you add though, then expectation rises. and so sometimes I feel that it doesn't necessarily. I'm getting what you're telling it. There's something to it. Yeah. So I wonder what you think. So that's it. But the Mishnah Berurah says is matir for chasna, for simchas, that one should add those offers. What's the minig in shtibul, Rabbi Feingold, to add those offers? Sometimes they do something. So no.
I was going to Temani Shabbat Chatan. They stop every third pasuk.
Wow.
Everyone Khanan, every third pasuk.
Wow. So that Kesa Torah took a while. I hope it wasn't Tazir Mitzoyer kind of thing. Yeah. Nosoy or something. Yeah. So, it goes on. It goes on. What? You can't?
There's no limit.
No limit. Just go for it.
You have to say a number of prophets before. You have to do three minimum?
Three. Absolutely, yeah.
But
So Yom Tov, we'll get to Yom Tov in a minute. Why the minig is not to give on Yom Tov? We'll see in a minute. Moisif. Okay, now that goes back now to the point that you mentioned earlier. Why not add? What's the rationale against adding? Generally adding. Never mind the brocha aspect. Why? So he says, Nochan Shlo Eloisim Abim Toich HaTzibur. He says that, Toich HaTzibur. Have a raya from Gemara in Soita. Have a raya in Gemara in Soita that even Toich HaTzibur sometimes, which is literally like a half a minute, if you roll the sefer this way, roll the sefer that, the techer tzibura, even if it's a half a minute, it's considered techer tzibura. When people have if to look after people, if they have nothing to do, if there's mamash nothing, if it's just like, then it's techer tzibura. So he says over here also the fact that people, loads of aliyahs, additional aliyahs, don't go for that too much because it's techer tzibura. Mokam sheishlochus taroymes. When people are getting very upset, when they are expecting an aliyah, and they're going to get all cocked up about it, they're going to get all boigers, they're going to make a whole fuss. How dare you not giving me an aliyah, kind of thing. And you don't want to, so then it says, and so didactic, you can be lenient and add aliyahs as required. Kosva achoinim, the beshabashkin, shtepas, the zikrin, min chatsi akuim, mashiv b'chol tzedra. He says when there is two psukim joined and merging, you don't stop in the middle of the Yetzirah Mitzrayim. You don't stop in the middle from the Aliyah. You keep going. You do at least. It has to be. You don't stop mamash there. You carry on the next Aliyah a bit further. Do you know what I mean? You go into the next Seder for the next Aliyah. I don't know the reason. I wonder if it's because we're choshed that maybe we're going to think. I'm not sure. I don't know why. Interesting svara. I never heard of that. I can hear a svara. But I don't know anything about it. I mean, I know that there is definitely on Yom Tov, there is a Tichon Tzibur. The Gemara, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara speaks about on Yom Tov, the Gemara in Sotah speaks about on Yom Tov. I was talking from memory, a Gemara that speaks about rolling the Sefer Torah, and I think it's talking about on Atzeres. So I think on Yom Tov, there's probably guys that there is Tichon Tzibur, but Shabbos could be, I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Now, on we said on Simchas Torah there is problems of Simchas Torah. You can add aliyas as many as you need. Mishabur does say in Sifkot Nzayin Milvav Simchas Torah. Tichdesh Yizke Kol Echol Likro BaTorah Beis Yom HaTorah. There is a minig, a zchus to get called up for the Torah, on Simchas Torah, and he says that therefore Ukma Adina Kerev Poskim Shmatirim Loisib Yom Tov. So here again, Yom Tov there's a Heta. So on Yom Tov you're allowed to have additional aliyahs. Mikadin. So generally, so again on Shabbos you are allowed to. On Yom Tov Meikradin you are allowed to, but generally we don't add aliyahs. On Yom Tov, the exception that is on Simchas Torah, where we are allowing even to go meikra din that you're allowed to add aliyahs. See, base Rabbi said, we're moving on. Motelikos oilim habe. You're allowed to add many aliyahs. Afal pi shikor hazeh, ma shikor hazeh, choizeh mevorech. There's no issue really of going over the same shtickle again. There's no problem really. Don't say, oh, we've had an aliyah already. We made a bracha on this piece already, so you can't go back. No. The fact that somebody had an aliyah, it was lent, that doesn't stop from going over it again. Motelikos oilim happy that to have many aliyahs. Afal pi shikor hazeh. Although one person read mashikor hazeh, who had the former read already. Choizeh mevorech. You are allowed to go over it again. And bekach klum, there is no issue of going over the same shtickle again. Yesh oisim. The most disagrees. And he said, no. You can't go over it again. Second time round. V'chein nagum dines elu. That's the Ashkenazi shemenik says the Ramah. We don't go over it the second time. Chutz mesimchas Torah. Excluding is very obviously Simchas Torah, which we go over it countless times. Mo says that's fine on Simchas Torah, but generally over the rest of the time you can't go read again. Shenagu l'habos b'kum v'nagu k'svar rishoyna. Says here we're mekel, but generally speaking you can't go read again. Mishnebun says kot niyud chutz m'simchas Torah yesh umdu adin b'chasana. Mishnebun says that there is a minik that in chasnas also you go read again. There's guests, visitors, people coming from abroad, from other places. You want to be mechabit them with additional aliyas. You've done your ikka aliyas. You have to go back and you need more in other few. You need more psukim. You need more aliyas. So you can go over it again. So, אבל מנגנו שלא ליקרו אל זה מה שקרה כבר אחד אף בחסנה לא בסימן חסטור נגן קרמו. So, how would you do it? It means Shabbos. It means Shabbos Shavuos. It means Shabbos. Yeah, yeah. It means Shabbos. Not the Ufuf. Shabbos Shavuos. Yeah.
But this wouldn't apply later on Shabbos Mincha time, would it?
Correct.
You can't do it.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Now, who can be called up? Siv Gimel. How could only the minyan Shiva? Everybody can get called up for the seven aliyas, although they're obligatory, the seven, anybody can be called up. Afilo isha, a woman can be called up. V'katan, a child, as long as he knows to whom one says a bracha. So isha, katan, avon omuchomim, isha lo sikro betzibu. But again, remember that we are talking about the person who, until recently, the person who had aliyah, he'll be the one who would lain. So he says that. So just to get the nusach of the Shulchan Aruch, Avraham Chomim Chomim said, "Isha lo yisikra betzibo." A woman shouldn't read in public. When he covered that tzibo, it's not respectful to the tzibo. It's not respectful for tzibo that a woman does a public appearance. Therefore, although Meikra Adin should be allowed to lain, but if since it's a lack of covered tzibo, she shouldn't. These are the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnebura said in Sifkot Yud Gimel, Leminyan Shiva, Avaloi Leminyan Shloisha. This would be okay for this, he said that for the seven aliyas, but that means for the 4, 5, 6, 7. Loi Leminyan Shloisha, not the first three aliyas. Uvele Shabbos Kasav Oid, Uadin Leminyan Arbor, Chamisha, Shisha Shesh, Burish Chodesh, Vyom Tov, Vyom Kippurim, Gamken Ein Oilo. He says that, the Shabbos adds, and he said actually, for the 4th, 5th, and 6th, which would exist on Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, also not. But the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that from 4, 5, 6, cotton and Noshim would be allowed to be called up. Now, what about the cotton? The Mishnah says it speaks a bit more about this because it's very relevant it's relevant. What about cotton being called up? What happens if there is no Kohen, only a child? So the only Kohen that is here is a 12-year-old or 11-year-old child. Av im ein shom koin el kot, the only coin available around is a child. Koin oy soy, he can be called up. For das mo gan avom shein un mkhoyov mli koin. So gan avom says we're not obligated to call him up. The mitzvah said the kidash toy lo inem al koin kotn. So why do we call up? Why do we call up a kotn in the first place? Why do we call up a koin in the first place? Because of kiddush toy. That is that the kiddush. That's why Torah says you first have to give an aliyah to a cotton, an aliyah to a good coin. You have to be chabadim with various things, including an aliyah. So that's only true if it's a gadol. If it's a cotton, there's no chiyuv of a kiddush toy. So don't worry about it. If the only coin that is around is a cotton, says the Magen Avraham, you don't have to bother calling him up. Ain't no mechoyv likoyz. The mitzvah says kiddush toy lo inemar al coin cotton. Toksiv ki eis. The reason why we call up a coin is because it says, and that's referring to the avodah b'samikdash. Cotton is not, a child doesn't do avodah b'samikdash at all. And that is a minhag nowadays, when you have got no coin who is a past bar mitzvah, and the only coin that you have is a child, Koyin Yisrael, Mogen Koyin, you're going to call up a Yisrael and not a Koyin for the first aliyah. But Filim Yeshem Koyin Kotn, even if there's a Koyin, a child, you don't call him up. Now, what about the other aliyahs? So we said now that a Kotn, Meikar Adin, Shulchan Aruch says, can be called up. And the Mishnah discusses what's the halacha for the first Aliyah Kohen. If there's no Kohen, just a child, Mishabulam Aisa Paskins, you don't have to call him up. The minig is not to call him up because the Kiddushto, it doesn't apply for him. So you don't have to call him up for Kohen because it's not relevant for him. It's not a Kohen that you must call up. But what about Aliyah 4, 5, 6, 7? Do you call up a child for Aliyah 4, 5, 6, 7? Can you call up a child? No. Mafti only. Mafti only. But Shulchan Aruch says you can call up a cotton. Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'yoyisim izeh noegin ayo kayoim. The minig is nowadays, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shein koirin cotton klal, who will never call a minor child a pre bar mitzvah for any aliyah. Even if you're doing osophis over here, you want to mechabed him. He's just the brother of the chosn. He's the brother of and he's a cotton. You want to give him the last mamash, the final aliyah osophis? No, the meaning is not to give him. Elalem after only. Time they will give a cotton in Aliyah is by Maftir. It's the only time a pre-bar mitzvah can have an Aliyah. It's talking about a pre-bar mitzvah. The only time a pre-bar mitzvah can get an Aliyah is for Maftir. What about women? No Aliyahs ever for women? Never, ever? Yeah? He says yes, okay. We don't ever call up women because of Kovod HaTzibur. But in terms of listening to Leining, so he says, "Anoshim afal b'she'en chayovas b'tamutera." Indeed, they are not obligated in tamutera. Mikol mokem chayovas lishmer kira seif v'kanoshim. They have an obligation to listening to Leining. Mishnah Berurah says, "Women are chayev in kira satoyer. They're chayev to listen to kira satoyer. They
don't."
One second, let's just finish off. The meaning is that women do not have. Women, the meaning is that women don't listen to leaning. There's an additional meaning that in some places there's dafke a hakpota for women to go out during leaning. So Mishnah Berurah says with regards to having aliyahs, that's Shulchan Aruch says already, women don't have aliyahs because it's not covered at Tzibur. But in terms of listening to the leaning, here the Mishnah Berurah says, although they are not chayev in Talmud Torah, there is a strong sound to say that they are obligated in listening to the Kiyas HaTorah. Mishnah Berurah says, no, we're not knowing like that. The minig is that women don't listen to leaning. And more than that, in some places, we're makpid that the women go out during leaning dafka. Yeah.
I'm going to say two things. But the second thing was, if women are not part of the Tzibor, because they're not men, and the chiyev of Kiyas HaTorah is on the Tzibor,
it could be part of Shabbos, like we find on could be it's a separate obligation. That just like we find that Zoch of a Shomer, if all the Ilchas Shabbos, they're obligated, so it could be that it's a tzad that it's like that. Yeah. Yeah, about your question about what is why they're not, why the part of Tzibur. So this is based on Machlokes Achronim as to whether Kiyas HaTorah is a chiyuv on a tzibur or an individual. So, I mean, I could definitely hear, if you'd say that it's a chiyuv, an individual, you could clearly understand why women are obligated. And, potentially. Yeah.
The first question really is, can I explain why it isn't covenative or for a woman? Obviously, that's seems to be shut, but I guess...
I can explain it as follows. The reason why women... not having, why it's not covered at Tzibur for women in Eved Aliyah. In my understanding, I could be wrong, please challenge me, but I think that the reason is as follows. Because the teva of a woman is, as the Pasuk says, that a woman, that the intrinsic mid of a woman is to be tsonua, to be tzniastik, which is the opposite of having a public appearance. I therefore believe that naturally a woman will feel very uncomfortable. And therefore, it's not covered Hatzibur because for her to do it's in her, it's disrespectful for her. There's an element of here that the Tzibur will do something which is against her own well-being, and that can't be kovod atzibur. It's against her natural state. It's against her natural state. Yeah, I think that's the way I would explain it. Does that sound plausible?
It doesn't seem to address the kovod part. It addresses the fact that
it's not kovod because it's not kovod atzibur because it's against her.
It's not kovod atzibur. It's not about the yeah. Tzibur, it's about the isha.
And consequently, it's a cover. It's like a cover that's
yeah. I'm not like a raving feminist who's coming along and saying that they're wrong. I just don't posh it. Get the, you know, the what's the word? The I guess I'm too far removed from the mindset of the people who had the whatever that level of the terror. I don't appreciate it. In the same way that I'm sure I would have done if I was born 200 years earlier. So I just want to understand.
Okay.
You said they mentioned charging bench.
Yeah. It's like over the Tzibu, yeah. Yeah. Reb Gideon, what do you want to say? Yeah. I think so. He's got an element of, that's the way I would explain it. Therefore, it's a lack of kovod atzibur. Yeah. Lemay said the Mishnah Berurah paskens with regards to, I just want to point out with regards to, the minigun, I want to say that in many, kehillas, there was a strong akbod that women would listen to leaning. I don't know by the chassidim. I don't know by the chassidim. Certainly in some Yekish kehillas, you always go home to, where you come from. So, but Yekis, they were very makbit on women would always go to leaning. And I think there's still a bit of that in some kehillas. But the litvishes it was taken not the norm. And I think in Eretz Yisrael again it's come up in some kehillas again for women to be makbe to listen to leining. Now what's the reason why it says Adrabish Mekomish and Noagois Hanoshim Lotzes Chutzdeki? Why is that? Is it some places the dafke go out? Why is that? Why the Mishnah says that it's better for women to go out during laning? Where does that come from? I'm not sure if it's referring to maybe to the letter of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon writes in the letter that women should better not come to shul because he told the Vilna Gaon in his famous letter. Do you know the Vilna Gaon's letter? He wrote a letter before he was leaving to Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a letter which was addressed to his mother and to his daughters. And there's a few nischoras in the letter, there's a few additions out there, and the differences are very, very interesting. One is censored, one is not censored, one is controversial, one is not controversial, they're all beautiful. But one thing that the letter that does say is that, he said that he pleased my daughters, he asked them to learn Musa, and then he says, most importantly, please do me a favor, don't go to shul. Then the God writes to his daughters, please do me a favor, don't go to shul. Because in shul, you're not going to daven bekavona, you're going to end up schmoozing, you're going to end up wasting your time, you're going to end up maybe talking lashon hara. Better daven at home, better safe than sorry. And that's what he told it. Pardon? Yeah, maybe, I don't know if he was referring about Yom Tov, I'm not sure. I think he's talking about Shabbos. Good point, I'm not sure. So I'm wondering if that's maybe what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Is that by leaning is like a kind of time, if you're going to end up talking Lashon Hara, you're going to end up talking schmoozing, if you're going to end up taking it seriously, better get out of shul, better that than staying there. Okay, Rabbi Sai, just to recap what we covered tonight, we learned 7 Reish Pei Beis, we learned about the 7 Aliyahs on Shabbos, who may add more Aliyahs. Mishnah Berurah said there's an element of Tirchat Tzibur also. It's not great because you're going to end up adding brochas unnecessarily, but again, if really needed, you may do so. Mishnah Berurah also says on Yom Tov, don't add, excluding, which Yom Tov? Simchas Torah. Seif Beis tells us you can go over the same psukim again. Ramah doesn't like it. Simchas Torah, the meaning is to be Mekel. Anybody can get called up, even women, Mekel Adin. But the Shulchan Aruch says we don't generally call up women because of lack of kovod atzibur. Ktanim may make radin be called up. Here again, the meaning is not to. Besides maftir, Mishnah Berurah says only maftir with regards to the halach of listening to leining kiras haTorah. Here there is machlokes achronim as to whether one should or should not, or women should or should not attend. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.